One of my favourite Canadians was a guy called Brad Moore. Now, Brad Moore is the CEO and founder of Fundamental Applications Corp. And I asked him again, what was the best piece of advice he has ever been given? And this is what Brad Moore said.
Don't stop. You know, and I actually got that. I was in had the opportunity and the honor to serve in the military of Canada for 9 years. And, you know, as a sergeant used to say, if your feet are still moving, you're doing well. So just, and it applies to all parts of life, just keep your feet moving one foot in front of the other and it'll all work out.
Isn't that interesting how Brad just said, you know, don't stop, keep moving forward. And if we continue to do that, if we continue to move and we progress, because too many of us, we look for perfection and we don't look for progression. But if we're in that mindset of actually keep moving forward, keep going beyond our current limitations, keep testing ourselves, keep measuring our action as well as our result, we will continue to grow, develop, and eventually succeed. I then asked Brad who inspires him in his professional and personal life, because I think people that are successful, people like Brad from the Fundamental Applications Corp, people like that who are doing something of value but also creating a business which is having an impact, I'd love to find out who's really impacted them. And this is what Brad said about who has inspired him both professionally and personally.
So professionally, I guess I should say Jeff Hazel, because I'm at his conference. But you know, that's a great question, and I'll probably take a lot of heat over this, but one of the things is I'd actually probably say somebody like Steve Jobs. And the reason why I'm going to say Steve Jobs, because I'm 50 years old, right? But he had vision. How he got there was maybe questionable, but he had vision, and he kept to the vision, and he kept thinking. You know, in his movie, he said, you know, the reason they never went with the stylus pen is because you weren't being able to use all your hands, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think vision is critical. And it's from a personal level. I once again, I'll go back to it's the brothers that I served with in the Army, and as we served in different overseas postings and stuff, that are willing to kind of do the hard stuff for the guy beside them, you know, to make that commitment to be of value to other people. Those are the people that inspire me on a personal level.
So interesting, he talked about Steve Jobs and the importance of vision, and obviously Steve Jobs was somebody who really highlighted a key vision. You know, even in the Bible it says people perish due to a lack of vision. You know, when we don't make it clear where we're heading, people lose track, people lose hope, and they lose heart. And what a great story that he shared too about the brothers that he served in the Army. You know, a part of me still thinks actually it'd be great, even in the UK, where we all have to go through a time where we serve for our country, because I think you just benefit from the discipline, and it takes our eyes off ourselves and helps us really understand the man to the left and the woman to the right in terms of really building a community. So it's just great just to hear the fact that Brad had been impacted by the very men that he walked alongside in the Army, that they bust their chops for each other. And that really had an impact and inspired Brad in all that he does now.